We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Slacker and Steve.
I think we need some really honest hotel workers to call us right about now and tell us. There's a stat out that, like, lots of people die in hotel rooms.
Big time.
I don't.
All the time.
You really believe all in?
Yes.
I don't like to think about it.
Yeah.
But you know that, like, you, like, if you're going to off yourself, I don't want to,
you would go to a hotel.
Because you don't want to mess up.
There it is.
Or if you're going to kill somebody, you lure them to a hotel because then nobody knows where.
You shove them under the bed or under the mattress, then lover. Yeah.
Steve thought this through.
A lot of those hotels have the bed that's
they
like not
do.
A bed.
Yeah,
like,
you can't.
It's a canopy thing. Like, and you can shove them. And it's like you put the. So we want to, here's what we kind of, we want to talk to people about their hotel horrors.
Horror.
And it's sort of, I mean, it doesn't have to be a dead body. Maybe it's something you did. My wife barfed on every single thing in a hotel for like a solid 12 hours.
Dang.
Literally on every surface. It was 100% my fault, but.
What?
So we went to Mexico and it was her first time at an all-inclusive and we didn't eat at all and she drank a ton.
Oh.
And then we went back to the room and I got her a bunch of guacamole to try to fix it.
No.
So she ate all the guacamole and then she laid on the bed without getting under the covers and she barfed. So I picked her up and set her on the chair, took the comforter off, put her back in the bed. She barfed. So I picked her up, put her on the chair, took the sheets off, put her back on the bed. She barfed.
Dang.
And eventually, it's not sinking in because I'm also intoxicated. It's like she's barfing because you keep moving
her.
But it was to the point where I take in like the top sheet, bottom sheet, mattress pad, every single piece of bedding off. And it was just, I left. I don't remember how much money I left for the maid because the bathtub was just a heap of green slushy.
Yuck. Dang.
I have guilt
that's
about
poor
that.
Maid.
It was.
That's horror.
I did. No, but I rinsed. I started.
That's you. That
I tried to shove
as
the
you
guac.
You should have.
You did the right thing by leaving a huge.
Tank. You have to.
Yeah. That is a horror story for sure. For the cleanup crew.
But I mean, you come on. You've barfed in a room. You've done.
Yeah.
We've all done some heinous
toilet.
Things.
Yeah.
You've come on.
Right in the toilet.
Like, you're Johnny Self-Control. That's me. Have you done anything? I mean, we've all defiled hotel rooms.
For sure.
With having relations, pulled things off the wall. You haven't done any, like, Steve's.
No, we actually got arrested in high school because we trashed the living crap out of a motel room.
You rockstarred it?
Oh, big time. It wasn't in my name, so we felt better about trashing it, because then that person and their family would get stuck with the bill. But
you have no empathy for anyone on the planet.
And that is what?
That is when you realize that their parents are going to kill them. Like,
oh, yeah. It kind of was funny in a way.
So what all did you do to the room? Like, did you break the TV?
Oh,
like,
first thing was the toilet got broken, then, of course, the TV, and then hundreds of people just had access in and out. They stole everything. They ripped things right off the wall.
Wow.
Took all the bedding. Beds were like thrown up against the wall. It was just totally trash.
And this was a hotel or a motel?
Motel.
Oh, okay. So that's
not quite as expensive.
Total investment
as
like 30, 40 bucks. Well, according to this study, so many murders happen that they just have like a whole plan. Like,
they have a whole what?
They have a plan where they're like,
they're
go
like trained on this.
Yes. They say they put new carpet down, which I.
Oh, no. They just.
I mean, it depends on how much.
Soaked in, but
how much blood there is? Yeah,
vacuum over it.
Probably.
Oh my gosh.
Do you think they clean the sheets every time?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Please tell me that's... I've gone into a nice hotel, taken the sheets down, and there were things on the sheets.
And they just pulled the sheet. They didn't even change
yes.
the bed.
Comforter? What do you think about the comforter?
Yeah, no, that
we
doesn't.
All know not to do that. Or the remote control. You know what's a horror
for... That's right, the remote.
It's the worst. I always think this. To me, this is what the horror for me in a hotel room is when I get out of the shower and I'm standing on the tile in the bathroom knowing that every other people's bare, nasty feet have yep. walked where I'm about to
Athlete's
walk.
Athlete's foot.
Yes,
whatever.
All that.
Whatever they have, you have.
Yes, and you can vacuum the carpet, but it doesn't matter. It's all yeah. just...
That's why you put the slippers on.
Slippers,
and...
Well, I heard bad things about the hotel slippers.
Now. No!
Yeah. You wash them? I mean, unless it's the plastic spa slippers that you think they're going to throw away.
No, like the white ones, and they've got the embroidery, and they bleach them every time with the robes.
Time. Why don't you, next time you're hotel, pick it up, smell it, make sure it smells like bleach.
I love a hotel robe, too.
I am with you.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, with my wife's experience where she barfed on robes. One of the robes, too.
Get out. How often do those get washed?
Well, I'll tell you this. Then the next day, I get out of the shower looking for the robe, and she's got the only one non-puke covered on.
Oh, no,
and I was oh, no, you did! Yours is in the tub! All right, so if you've had a hotel horror or you work at a hotel and you want to tell us some horrifying things, we'd love to talk to you. Did somebody say that somebody faked a murder scene in a hotel? I know you guys were reading this.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of dudes before they checked out had this elaborate murder scene and left it for the cleaning crew, I guess.
So they come in, see a murder scene.
And like they run away and call
go
the front
into
desk,
protocol,
cops,
yeah.
SWAT, and all show up.
And then when they get there, there's nobody there.
Yeah, it's just
it's a fake murder scene.
Yeah.
Well, somebody, and this could have even been in Colorado, there was something like it. There was rodeo time, so it could have been like stock show.
Oh.
The cleaning crew went in, and they said there was actual blood everywhere in the bathroom.
What?
Like, everywhere. And when they started to clean it all up, they found behind the toilet something hard and small, like a pebble. They opened their rag, and it was a fingertip.
What the heck?
Somebody had cut their fingertip off and just...
Left it and ran out?
Yeah, it fell off, clearly. They bled out all over the room, and then...
Oh,
right!
My goodness! What the
Commerce right. City people?
Yeah, it's crazy. Rodeo people.
Okay.
Last one though. Somebody said the house. They were a housekeeper, and they walked into a room. Room smelled bad.
Ugh.
And when they pulled the sheets back,
oh no!
The bed was full of coleslaw.
What coleslaw?
I can see that though.
What?
Have you never?
Oh yeah, like room service comes late. You're all drunk. You
you're
fall asleep with them. Yeah,
you're just like you're pulling the pizza. Yeah. On you. You're just like, yeah. Have some coleslaw. Man. And then you just get out, just covered in
that.
Regret
Ew.
And slow.
That makes sense.
Totally. All right. So if you've been a part of a hotel horror, we want to talk to you. I made an assertion that I don't think they wash the sheets all the time.
Oh.
And,
please tell me it's not true.
Stacy?
Yes.
Yes.
Hi.
Yeah. Do you have any information? You have a hotel horror? What do you want to tell us?
So I'm sure nothing has changed, but many years ago, in between college, I went and worked for a hotel. I'm not going to name the hotel, but I was told by one of the other house cleaners that you could save time if you looked at the sheets and there were no bodily fluids on there, moved them out and tucked in the sheets and went on.
See, dude.
Oh, no.
I mean, you're doing this with the naked eye. You're not getting a black light out. You're just, you're looking and going, it looks like everything's dried.
Yeah, well, or nothing. You know, if there's a few little hairs, you wipe them off and move on.
But Stacey,
because you're paid on how many you get done. You have to get them done by a certain time.
Wait, so that's how you're paid?
We were then. I don't know if that's how they do it now, but that was like...
So you're
no
burn and turn.
Wonder.
Yeah. You got to get through it.
Well, Stacey, yep. I was going to say, you know, as long as it's saving you time, then we're all...
Yeah, no, then it's all good. We wouldn't want to right. inconvenience you. So...
Wow.
So did you do that?
I will admit I did do that a couple of times.
What else is going on, Stacey? What else do we need to know?
19.
Do you wash the cups?
Glasses.
The cups.
No, if they have the little paper toppers on them, you looked at them and rinsed them out, dried them off with a towel, used or not, and put the thing back on.
So that's true. That part is true as well.
Yep. And I use that glass. I use that glass for my toothbrushing. I use that glass for wine sometimes. I use that glass.
Nasty.
Thank you, Stacey, for your insider hotel secrets. Tanya?
Yes.
What's your hotel horror?
Yay. Oh, so my ex-husband, we were out partying in Chicago, got back to the hotel room. I was dead tired, so I just passed out. Middle of the night, he wakes up, has to go to the bathroom, and somehow, instead of going into the bathroom, goes into the hallway and locks himself out of the hotel room naked. And I sleep really, really hard, so he couldn't wake me up. The only thing he could find to cover himself up was the nasty trash bag by the vending machine.
All right.
Nobody left a room service tray out with the little cover thing. Right. They're like at least a shield or something. So
that would have been big enough.
Oh, nice. So you had to. He had to go down to the front desk with a trash bag on.
Yeah, to get the security guys to come up, open the door, wake me up, and then me identify him.
Oh yeah,
they just can't let him naked, dude. I'm in 4F.
That's awkward.
That is a horror. Thank you, Tanya. Mallory.
Yay.
Hotel horror.
Oh, my God. I was sleeping, dead asleep in the middle of the night, and somebody burst into my room, freaked me out. I'm thinking like it's one of those classic like serial killer moments.
Okay.
I about wet the bed. It turned out that the front desk like accidentally keyed some other guest key.
I've been there.
Same.
Oh my God. So they just came in, they were having fun, they were about to like jump in the bed and do their thing.
Whoa.
No, I screamed, they screamed, everybody just, it was just a nightmare.
Do you get anything for that? Do they comp you or give you like something? Dessert?
They like comped breakfast or something the next day.
Get yourself a muffin on us.
Right.
Wow. That is horrifying. Thank you for the call, Mallory. Gloria.
Hello.
Hotel horror. What happened to you?
Yeah. So I was working in a hotel in Cancun, and they had like a pool party at nighttime, and someone died.
At the pool?
In the pool?
Yeah, in the pool. Someone died. It was overnight, and like everything was dark. So I guess this person, it was really. Really
they drown, and then somebody tries to go for the swim laps in the morning and found a...
I mean, someone found the body around, when the body was over around 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Do they drain the pool? Do they at least drain the pool?
Like if there's poop in there,
you gotta drain the pool.
Yeah, I mean, they had to close the pool for a few days, but...
Well, they didn't drain it.
That's what I'm saying. They don't wash the sheets. Why would they drain the pool? They're like, let's rub some dirt on it. Thank you for the call. Rick.
Yay.
Hotel horror.
So, wife and I, when we got married, went to a casino up in Black Hawk for a honeymoon. We were checked in, went down to do a little gambling, came back up to the room, got into the elevator with another couple. They had no bags. They get off on our floor, not too strange, right? They're walking up, and the guy puts the key slot into our door. And I tell him, no, this is our room. His key opens our door. They open the door. Guy's arguing with me. No, we just checked this. And I was like, no, that is our belongings sitting in this room.
What?
So all four of us went back down to the front desk, and the lady just goes, oh, well, sometimes we mess up. Like, no.
By the way, we've given everyone in this hotel access to your room. That is awful, Rick. Thank you for the call. We need VD here.
Ooh, voice disguiser.
Candy?
Hi, guys.
Hi. Hotel horror, what do you got?
So I worked at a pretty popular hotel business. Had a couple guests come in and they brought bed bugs. Their policy is they're supposed to put their rooms down to have them cleaned. They never did. They resold the room.
Of course they
did. With the bed bugs in it.
Yes.
Charge them extra for the bed bug.
Oh,
how many people slept in the bed bug room before somebody fixed it?
There was two different sets of guests. They didn't even clean up the room. They just right away put it back up.
I'm telling you guys,
bastards.
They don't clean the way we think.
Son of
they clean.
The showers and bathtubs, they never clean. So that's why there's always hair all over.
I knew it.
All right. Thank you for the call, Candy. I don't know how much more of this we can hear and ever stay at a hotel. Annette.
Hi. Yay.
Yay. Hotel horror.
Okay. So I work in the industry. I've worked at different hotels. And I've actually found a couple different people who passed away due to overdoses.
Oh, dang.
That seems like that would be.
Yeah. I see that.
Because you just check in and nobody's come check on you.
Did you steal their heroin? I was.
Oh,
my gosh.
Tell me, what do you guys just, you flame out the room, though? You start all the way over or you just check somebody in later that day?
No!
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.